Simon & Schuster Audio presents Under the Southern Sky, a novel by Christy Woodson Harvey, read by Cassandra Campbell, Michael Crouch, Rebecca Ross, and Carissa Vacker.
To my friend, Beth Hines, who sparked the idea for this story. My little sister, Brooke Smith, who made me sit down and write it. And all the families created through extraordinary circumstances whose journeys inspired this book in ways little and big. Amelia, Modern Love. I found out my marriage was over the day my Modern Love piece appeared in the New York Times. The Modern Love piece about my thoroughly modern love with my husband, Thad, about our decision not to have children, about how we were choosing travel and wanderlust instead, living life on our own terms. Little did I know that he was really living life on his own terms. While I was going to work every morning and he was writing his first novel in the dated downtown Palm Beach apartment that his octogenarian grandmother rented to us for next to nothing, he was actually playing house with a CrossFit-obsessed god named Chase. In fact, when I ran home from work to show Thad my piece at 9 that morning, it wasn't Thad I found on the wood-framed yellow couch in our living room. It was Chase. I knew him because he was a hairdresser. My hairdresser. But I had never seen him quite like this. His neon green boxer briefs accenting his spray-tanned abs, both of which clashed horribly with the sofa, I might add, sitting nonchalantly under the portrait of Thad's grandmother. She smirked inside her gilded frame, hair in a bouffant, choker pearls tight around her neck, earlobes dripping with rhinestones. It didn't take long for me to put the pieces together. I dropped the newspaper, the pages falling through the air in slow motion. I wondered if Chase had bathed in the pink tub in the tiny master bath, if he had watched soap drip off his toes against the green tiles with hand-painted daisies, chipped and faded with age. I wondered if he had drunk vodka out of our crystal glasses, the ones I was certain were of a vintage that potentially contained lead and that, every now and then, I was positive were poisoning me. As the last page drifted to the floor, I realized I had just written my love story for the entire world to read. And now it was over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?